Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, March the 2nd, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7WW. Now tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies on DMR Talk Group 5 and DC Star Reflector 91C, managed by Gavin, VK7HGO, on medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, and 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT, and UHF-CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Now, further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 3rd of March 2025 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening today, Sunday. This broadcast once again features part of an earlier one, this time from September 2002. It plays for longer than usual, lasting for 40 minutes. All three items are radio related. The main feature is the biography of Alan Vagg, VK3AGV, silent key. In his long life, Alan had a distinguished career serving in both the military and civilian services. Some of his adventures took him on perilous maneuvers behind enemy lines in PNG. The second feature concerns the maritime radio operator Jeff Woad, VK6AX, silent key. It concentrates mainly on what turned out to be an adventurous sea voyage between England and the Mediterranean post-World War II. And the third feature gives a history of the MFJ company and its founder. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV, and audio feed is available on VK7RDR, that's on 439.775 MHz on the Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, March the 3rd. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you're able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to audio files on the RAOTC website. And that's 73s from Peter, VK7PD. Amateur radio on broadcast radio. Hayden, VK7HH, from Ham Radio DX fame, was invited into ABC Hobart, Helen Shields' evening program last week. Helen talked with Hayden for a good 10 minutes and included the recent VK7 5.7 GHz record, the equipment used, auroral conditions, propagation, tropospheric ducting, the broad spectrum of activities in amateur radio, home brewing, and the success of getting things working along with Ham Radio DX, inspiring people to get involved in amateur radio. WWFF, SOTA, POTA, and IOTA. Last week, several activators were out and about with four activations taking place across the state. Early in the week, Matt, VK7MAT, activated Reedy Marsh Conservation Area, located on the banks of Brushy Lagoon, about 20 minutes north of Westbury. Contacts were made on 40 meters SSB and FT8. On Tuesday, Phil, VK7ID, Ian Stewart, VK7FADZ, headed into the hills for some SOTA activities. Phil, VK7ID, activated McGregor Peak Summit, located in Eagle Hawk Neck. And after a steep hike to the summit, Phil, VK7ID, set up next to the summit trig point and logged 12 QSOs on 40 meters and 20 meters, including 3 summit-to-summit contacts. McGregor Peak is situated within the Tasman National Park, making it eligible for both POTA and WWFF as well. Stewart, VK7FADZ, made his way to the summit of Collins Cap, which stands at an elevation of 1,063 metres and offers breathtaking views of the Derwent Valley. During his activation, Stewart, VK7FADZ, logged 8 QSOs on 40 metres and was able to complete 2 summit-to-summit contacts, one of which with Phil, VK7ID. It's always great to make a summit-to-summit contact with another VK7 operator. On Wednesday afternoon, Rod, VK7HAM, Al, VK7AN, and Peter, VK7ZPE, skipped the hustle and bustle of the Launceston Cup and headed to the peaceful Reedy Marsh Conservation Area. This dual reference site qualifies for both WWFF and POTA, where each operator logged 24 QSOs during their activation. If you're tuning in on a Wednesday, you'll likely hear VK7HAM, VK7AN, and VK7ZPE activating a park in the northern region, so be sure to join in and snag a contact with them. 73's from Matt, VK7MAT. Now a report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held at the 28th of February is in the email version of the broadcast. If you'd like your cards mailed direct, please send Herman some stamps. That's 73's from Herman, VK7HW, WIA manager for the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Well, the SSTV night, another busy net night, saw the following participants: VK7's ZGK, AAX, TW, NMH, ZAB, and KT, all sharing over 40 photos. The highlights were street art in Geelong and favourite watering hole in Perth, the London Underground annual No Trousers Tube Ride, more men wearing Borat Mankini swimwear, a female radio operator and outer space fighter pilots, a Tassie Devil and a visitor from Planet of the Apes, a sunset over the Derwent and night shots of the 50th anniversary of the collapse of the Tasman Bridge, an ICOM 9100 and How the World Communicates, a portable radio set up on a camping table, and a baseball cap extolling "Making Ham Radio Great Again," a microwave power amplifier module and its review in Dubus magazine. The 50th anniversary of colour TV broadcasting in Australia. Does that make you feel old? At midnight on the 28th of February 1975, the black and white Auntie Jack show was flooded by the colour monster. This show featured Graham Bond, who was later in Wollongong the Brave and the long-running Australian musical Boyzone Macbeth, and the old and new ABC Towers on Mount Wellington, as featured on the cover of the latest OTN journal. This photo was from the downloadable version that is now in colour. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site, allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights, and these photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free, and that's 73's from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, VK7 broadcast needs help. Our digital broadcast team of Clayton, VK7ZCR, Gavin, VK7HGO, Phil, VK3PG, and Ross, VK7WP, are urgently looking for some more people to help put the DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C broadcasts to air each week. If you listen to the digital broadcasts on TG5 or 91C, then it's a small step to help out and put the broadcasts to air once a month, and then take callbacks after the broadcast and report numbers back to VK7WI. If you're interested, please have a chat with Clayton, VK7ZCR, or on email clayton7008@gmail.com, and that's 73 is from the digital broadcast team. Now, the Sewing Circle Net, it's only 3 weeks away until the revival of this social outing after some years of recess. Where? The Ross Caravan Park by the River's Edge. Date? Sunday the 23rd of March 2025. Time? 11 a.m. There will be the Meet the Voice Swap and Sell and a special gourmet barbecue sponsored by Two Northern Hams. Bring along your surplus ham gear for swap or sell. There will be trophy presentations for the Sewing Circle's most loquacious ham and ham of the year. All hams welcome. 73 from Al, VK7AN, the Sewing Circle Net. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. News from the North. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 73 is from Al, VK7AN. Now, NTARC. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, was unable to attend the Wednesday Club Room Technical Night because he was hosting the on-air testnet and technet sessions. But he did drop through on Friday morning tea to show us his latest acquisition. And he did post pictures on Discord during the net night of his new multi-band radio receiver with digital and analog display. But they didn't do it justice. It looked small in the pictures, but in the flesh it was really small. When I say small, I mean it came in a 73 by 32 by 12 millimeters 3D printed case. It sported a color display just under 50 millimeters diagonally across with 170 and 320 pixel resolution, which was crisp and easy to read. As far as the radio side went, it has multiple bands covering long wave, medium wave and short wave to nearly 30 megs, plus a 66 to 108 megahertz FM band. There's nothing above 108 megs, so no aircraft to tower chatter. The internal speaker is only 15 by 11 millimeters, but gives a surprising good account of itself in sound reproduction. And with the built-in 800 milliampere hour battery, you have about 10 hours of runtime. Recharging is via a USB-C socket and standard operating modes of AM and FM are normal. But the inclusion of upper sideband and lower sideband reception modes are the icing on the cake. And the inclusion of a BFO to tune any slightly off-frequency signals worked very well for SSB reception. Even though the SI4732 radio on a chip has been around for over 10 years in different variations, this would be the smallest useful version I've seen. It certainly is good value when you consider it's in the sub $50 price bracket. Just search for Pocket Mini Radio or Amazing Small Radio on the internet. The radio chip is combined with an ESP32S3 microcontroller to handle all the radio chip interfacing as well as displaying the frequency and menu. The screen is not touch sensitive, so menu options are selected by a rotary control knob to scroll through the options and a momentary push to select. This setup works well and is pretty intuitive. A telescopic antenna mounted on a small, the SMA plug, comes as standard. Nick also purchased the optional printed circuit board loop antenna, and he's been testing it on the HF bands, listening to some nets, and gives it a glowing report. This one has a black case, but for those of us who can remember the ABC program, The Inventors, back in the 1970s, well, yes, it does come in different colours. Hi, hi. While we're speaking Speaking of old things, Idris, VK7ZIR, no, not him, but what he brought along to morning tea. He had a circa 1960s Sierra 164 Bravo RF power meter to show anyone interested. This refugee from a car boot sale came in a substantial carry case and was obviously well travelled. The case itself was in good condition apart from a broken and much repaired leather and cable tie carry handle with rusty ends, easily replaced. But once on the table it was noticed why the case would not shut properly. It was because the meter still had one of the slugs plugged in it. Much interest was gathering by now, and a brains trust was soon at work figuring out how to remove the slug. Not being the same as the good old Bird 43, where the slug came out easily, those with higher experience showed that one had to release the meter housing from the base of the instrument by way of two clips, then unplug the meter connection from the slug and lift the slug upwards, released by yet another clip. Quite a process. There was, however, method in the madness, as the slug had an inbuilt mechanism so that by operating a knob on the top of the slug, the power level scaling on the meter could be changed by lowering or raising a pickup on the slug, thus varying the attenuation to the meter. If you had the full complement of 10 plug-in slugs or modules, you can conduct tests and measurements within the frequency range of 2 to 1,000 MHz and power from 100 milliwatts to 5 kilowatts. With a little TLC to the case and a new handle, it would be quite presentable and a useful instrument. Thanks, Idris. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events: Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 p.m. and then TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 till 8:30 p.m. and your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom Technical Night session, the next session will be on Wednesday the 5th of March at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. A coffee morning is held every Friday in the Club Rooms. Time is from 10 o'clock to noon and we look forward to seeing you there. Why not pop in, check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa. Endless tea and coffee is available along with biscuits for a small donation. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 is from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Incorporated. Now, news from the South. Reist events. This Wednesday night, we are holding our Reist March Forum night as we are visiting the ABC studios on the second Wednesday night of March. This forum night is one where we ask everyone coming along and on the stream to bring their experience with their favourite rig radio of choice. What is the rig you cannot do without? If your house was on fire and you had to make a choice of which radio to take, that's the one you pick up. The good, the bad, and the ugly, all about the rig. That's on Wednesday the 5th of March from 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domains Club Rooms and also on streaming. You're listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, in place of a presentation night in March, Reist members are invited for a guided tour of the ABC studios and control rooms. This tour will include the radio and TV studios and the upgraded control rooms, and we might even get to meet some talent if we're lucky. Huge thank you to Damien, VK7DS, and Alan, VK7KAN. 12th of March, Reist members to be at the front doors of the ABC well before 7:30, and we suggest that you use the railway roundabout foot tunnels to safely get to the ABC entrance. Parking is available on the Queen's Domain near the Aquatics Centre. Wednesday Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, Warren, VK7WN, and Justin, VK7TW, featured our Antarctic French Connection. David Brunet, FT4YM, who operated from Concordia Station and Casey Station as VK0/FT4YM/portable. And we showed the special QSL card and Warren, VK7WN, took us through its journey. We then showed where Concordia Station is. It's a joint French-Italian station and about 1,000 kilometres inland from Dumont-Durville and Casey stations. We took a quick look at Casey Station and the Wilkins Ice Railway. Justin, VK7TW, then took a quick look at the WSJT-X logs and how to manually export and upload. We then took a look at the latest RAOTC Old Timers Net magazine and an article on the Mount Wellington Towers, and finished off our series on Morse keys with iambic paddles with a WM9, a homebrew, and a Vibroplex Deluxe. There was a space weather warning, future training, and assessment segment, and finished off with future events that will not be streamed DATV nights on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Wednesday nights of March, as we are upgrading the studio to high definition. That's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. Now, Reese training and assessment update. We congratulate our last three foundation license candidates who all passed their license assessments and look forward to hearing them on the air. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reese has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates: standard, advanced, and regulations assessments held on alternate months starting 29th of March 2025. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on the 12th of April 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on the Reese events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reese.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organizer, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reese YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, Reese is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73s from Reg, VK7KK. Now, technology news. SatNogs is a totally open source, modular, community-driven space object observation platform. There are currently over 400 stations around the globe, more than 2,180 satellites being observed, over 3,981 transmitters, over 264 million data frames captured, and it's just ticked over its 11 millionth observation by a station in Argentina. A summary of the SatNogs manifesto is: all of Libra Space Foundation's projects are built to enhance scientific research and knowledge about space, and to enable everyone interested in exploring space for peaceful purposes. If you'd like to get involved, then have a look at the link found on the email edition of this broadcast, and that's sourced from the SatNogs News. AR education news. Staten Island teachers learn to use radio tech to teach STEM. The National Association for Amateur Radio hosted a four-day training event to show educators how to download weather satellite images, use digital decoding tools, and use radios and antennas to find signals. New York teachers gathered at the Staten Island Technical High School to learn more about radio technology and its role in shaping the future. To bring this knowledge to the classroom, the National Association for Amateur Radio, the ARRL, hosted a four-day training event that explained the benefits of radio technology. Through hands-on activities, educators learned how to incorporate amateur ham radio and wireless technology into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, the curriculum. At the event, teachers used radios and antennas to learn how to direction find signals, download weather satellite images, use digital decoding tools, and more. I went to the ARRL Teachers Institute looking for new ways to engage my students, and I came back with an exciting new toolbox of knowledge and resources, said Thomas Smolka, a teacher at the Ralph R. McKee Career and Technical Education High School. It's been one of the most beneficial professional development experiences of my career. A game changer for your STEM classroom and telemetry communications applications for the new solar car team. I'm very thankful to Staten Island Tech for hosting this opportunity. By incorporating this knowledge into classrooms, students will learn and experiment with STEM areas of instruction. They will get to participate in hands-on activities that give meaningful connections to lessons that would normally be abstract in the classroom. For more information, visit the ARRL site and Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, that's the contact point. And that's written by Amanda Galoza Fabulous for Government Technology Web E-Zine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30, and in the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a -7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7RAF, that's on 146.650 with a -600 kHz offset, and a CTC SS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. A statewide microwave QSO party follows the Sunday broadcast. Callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and stations in the South on the even minute. Reist Wags, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist Wegs, Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and it's streamed. Reist 6 meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meets Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Testnet and TechNet every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. and TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. and your host is me, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom Technical Night. The next session will be this Wednesday, the 5th of March, at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Entark Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the Entark Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie Clubrooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on 70 centimetres, VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday, commencing at 8:30 local time. That's the Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net on 144.190 USB. Events. Reist March the 5th. Reist March Forum Night, your favourite rig, from 7:30 at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it's streamed. Reist March the 12th. Reist March Members Tour of the ABC Studios from 7:30 p.m. and you meet at the studios. VK7, March 23rd, Meet the Voice Barbecue at the Ross Caravan Park from 11 o'clock a.m. Reist, April the 2nd, Fire Detection Technology plus more at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and streamed. A reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader, VK7 PD. Repeaters, Reist, Entark, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 meters, VK7GS. 80 meters, VK7ALH. 40 meters, VK7DG. 20 meters, any takers. 10 meters, VK7JGD. UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. A huge thank you to all people and organizations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. Hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters RAA in Northern VK7 and RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. South, and we encourage you to share your stories, news, and updates with us. Email contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join in the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 hours on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Now, stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you 73s and good DX to all.